Broadcasting live from the home of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Someone just won those tickets to see the Alabama Shakes in the summertime. Sid's on the phone with them now. More of these tomorrow, so to tune in. And Gary Clark Jr. too at Minglewood Hall. If you want to see him, let us know. We'll try to help you out with that too, as he's playing there in just a few weeks. Or I guess it's next week. Bruce Van Weingarten is the editor of the Memphis Flyer newspaper on newsstands Wednesday for a very fair price. It's free. And it's always full of information about the city, politics, entertainment, observations on life. Good to see you this morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
And your inside piece is about these little girls that are running for president.
Oh,
and,
you
and
know,
who's the biggest bitch of the day?
It's so hard to resist writing.
Oh, I know. So but your breakdown is pretty candid. I mean, this morning the first thing I hear is that Trump and Cruz and Marco are all pointing fingers at who's the biggest liar.
Right. Right.
And
right.
It's never ending entertainment. It is impossible to take seriously.
It is, but what I was struck by in the last debate was that Trump started sounding like a progressive for a while there.
I think he is a pretend
Strange.
Conservative.
I think he's a pretend conservative. He'll say whatever he thinks,
exactly
whatever comes
right.
off his brain.
And like you say, he doesn't give a what anybody thinks.
No.
Which may be the attraction
to him.
That's
his strength, though,
yeah.
Because his followers are basically whatever he says is cool.
Yeah.
And he says we're no longer hating Muslims. They'll probably say, oh, okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, because he spoke up about Planned Parenthood, as you mentioned in this thing, and he attacked President Bush for
the
war in
Iraq.
That
was the most holy of all the Republican, you know, credos, that George Bush kept us safe.
And
he would dare to tackle that. I was sort of impressed. But
that's why I think there's some kind of it's on the verge of imploding somehow.
Yeah.
Fox News, Limbaugh. All of them don't like him.
No.
And that's not good for him either.
Well, you've got sort of these little, the Republican Party has these little fiefdoms now. You've got the evangelistic folks, right-wing Christian types who love Cruz, and you've got the sort of Tea Party folks who like Trump, and then you've got sort of the corporatist one-percenter types who want to make Bush, or if they have to, Rubio, the candidate.
Yeah.
So it's sort of going to be tough to unify that.
What is your take on polling in general? Because the new poll today shows Trump
I'm in favor of polling.
Behind Cruz.
It does?
Yes. In the new national poll.
It's terrifying.
Yes.
They both terrify me. But
yeah,
that,
I know.
That terrifies me more than Trump, actually.
Yeah, Cruz scares me more than Trump does. But, it is something else to watch this. I guess that this weekend we'll have Saturday and Tuesday in South Carolina. They will break that down.
And then we get our shot in about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And then in Nevada, they have caucuses, then a primary.
Cox-eye.
And so Bernie and Hillary are neck and neck.
And then
the
other side, as I wrote, is just about as chaotic right now. I mean, the latest poll I saw from USA Today had Bernie basically tied with Hillary. So that could be nuts.
Well,
if you had Trump and Sanders running against each other for president, it would just be insanity.
I don't.
Terrifying.
I think that would be the one true sign of the end of time.
That I'm terrified of Bernie particularly, but I'm terrified of what would happen to this country, because I think it would just melt down. It was so far apart in viewpoints.
It is very, very divisive. What do you make of the Scalia thing and the insanity and stupidity, as a lawyer just pointed out?
Well, I think it's the end result of Operation Jade Helm. They took him out. I can't decide whether Obama or Hillary made the hit, but
as somebody pointed out, he was a fat guy who was about 80 years old with bad blood pressure and a bad heart.
No, I think absent any evidence that he didn't just die after a nice big dinner, I don't know why you would jump to that conclusion.
Yeah. But how about the picking up a new one that his body wasn't cold before it had been turned into an issue of politics?
I saw yesterday that 29 out of the 54 Republican senators have already said we're not going to accept any nomination. Not going to look at it. The others are still sort of in flux. So you could get, depending on who Obama nominates, you could get some sort of hearing going.
But it is beyond childish because they can dick around with this for a few months.
And you have
it'll go through anyway, ultimately.
Well, yeah, but you have not having a full Supreme Court for a year would be kind of foolish and dangerous.
People just don't—they've forgotten that Obama is still the president, whether you like him or not. It's very strange times, and it's not really driven by intelligence. It's just—it's stupid, loud, dumb people hollering.
You know that whatever decision comes up from the lower court stands, right? That's what I read yesterday, because I am a legal expert. They said that, you know, if a lower court has ruled in a particular way and it comes to the Supreme Court and it's 4-4, the lower ruling stands. So a lot of very interesting court cases are going to come up and not be able to be decided.
Yeah, they have six, I think, on the docket for October. And, and today Bill referenced a certain law that states that the president, if he's in office and has 6 months or more to go, he does decide who the nominee is.
Have we not thought about perhaps getting Lawyer Bill up there in front of Obama and maybe getting him in the mix?
I don't think he cares that much about it.
He'd be a good Supreme Court guy.
Yeah, but he's too young. We need somebody old and really conservative. So we'll see how this one plays out. And they'll be on, there's another TV thing. Was it tonight? There's one tomorrow night, too. But they're smaller. They're
town halls. They're not strictly debates. And it's the second part of the Republican two-parter tonight. And it turns out the Democrats are having another one on Friday, I think.
Oh, goody.
Oh, boy.
Well, that'll be fun. Over to the flyby page, a piece about Greg Cravens, who is an illustrator. What does he do?
He's a cartoonist for us.
Do you know him?
Very well. He does our covers a lot. And he did this sort of interesting mural up in the duck house on top of the Peabody, and I heard about it, and I thought, you know, it's time to do a story about it.
Well, good.
So we did.
Good for him.
He does the comic strip, The Buckets and Hubris that are online.
In fact, if you turn the page and look on the left side, it's the first page, the letters page. He always does that illustration on page four.
Some local folks going to be on Family Feud.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Is this piece here called Control Issues the first indication of arguing on the new city council?
No, this is a state thing. Nashville passed a law. Memphis has one that's similar that basically gives preference to locally owned companies for state or for county work, city work. And the state legislature, in their wisdom, has decided that's a bad idea. And it's not fair to the little surrounding counties, and so they're going to try to override that. The possibility of a city can make that decision.
Well, why is it their business?
It isn't, but, you know, it's never stopped them before. Nashville, man.
Nashville is just rocking.
Yeah.
What is Mr. Baker writing about this week?
Fincher's
non-candidacy and who these...
Well, Andy Holt, who we all love for his pig farm and... crazy right-wing views, is running for the 8th District because Fincher has decided not to run. We talked about that.
Right.
So you've got him, then you've got this Mike McCusker, who's a Democrat, but who served in Iraq and sort of conservative as a district attorney.
Moderate?
He's sensible and he's tough and, you know, all that stuff. So he will be, standing up against about 9 Republican types who are running for it. So it'll be interesting.
That'll be another freak show. A discussion about the body cams, which gets deeper all the time.
That's going to be like the new trolley, you know, the thing where they say, we've got plans, but we can't tell you when the date's going to be.
Have you seen this morning? I'm sure you have. The new proposal on the front page of the CA that I think is going to be outrage galore. The proposal to add a fee onto your light and power bill to help Meta support and earn $12 billion.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense whatsoever?
I don't know. I think Strickland's probably finding out that...
he declined comment.
Well, you know, all this stuff is coming up now, and money's got to come from somewhere, so it's going to be tough.
But why is it incumbent upon the taxpayer and the payer of his light bill to fund and fix the bus system?
Well, I don't know... how else you do it? I mean, unless you just make it self-sustaining by raising the fee on the bus to pay for everything, which is probably not going to happen.
I just can't imagine that. The
but you need
citizen,
a transit system. You need one. You got
to
have it.
But the average citizen is not going to just sit back and go, okay, we'll just pay for this. That dog won't hunt. And then inside is an elaborate piece by Mr. Baker and the photos as well, breaking down Trump and Hillary and Jeb, and there's pictures of all of them. And,
well, Jackson's been doing this since 1988. He's been to every New Hampshire primary,
not his first rodeo
convention. And so when he writes about this stuff, I read it, and it's well done.
Yeah, it's good to find somebody that can make some sense out of this, but because it is getting harder and harder to all the time. What do we have here in the artistic world? We have theater, man. We have art.
We have art, we have theater.
All of those things.
We do have those things.
Stalp is playing back at the Orpheum.
Interview with Faith Evans-Rook, who I do not know.
I don't know her either.
But she's supposedly good.
Okay.
And we're having a big bacon and bourbon party in April.
Well, that's original.
Yeah. You guys do that, right?
Yeah. Well, not with bourbon, but we do with
beer. Well, see, that's why we're taking it up a notch.
It's the same thing. Right. It's
festivals,
all fine.
Baby.
And then we have the Life Kitchen on South Main featured. They're getting
just
lots
opened
of
up.
Talk. Yeah.
I guess it's a roaring success at
this
point. And Chiska is going to be online soon, too.
And the Oxford Film Festival is promoted back in the film review section. And as usual, the breakdown of all things happening in town. Everything. And I kept this just to share during this editorial segment that my wife found in the paper yesterday, because everything is Obama's fault, and if it isn't his, it was Bush's.
Right.
But this one maybe has hit a new level of hysteria and high comedy. This is in the editorial section from Jack Buzzard out in Eads. Headline is Halftime Statement. After more than 7 years of Obama's divisiveness, at least all of America still has the Super Bowl we can watch and enjoy. Right? Wrong. We get a halftime performance by Beyonce that protests the police. Is this who we are now, Mr. President?
I read that.
Are we all on acid?
I don't even know.
Well, you know, President Obama did say that he took the victim's sides on a lot of those shootings and not the police side. So,
but what does it have to do with the Super Bowl
on the situation? I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. There are a lot of folks who are going to, you know, they've been saying for 7 years, I'm not a racist, but I can't stand Obama. And then if Hillary gets in there, it's going to be, I'm not a sexist, but I can't
hate
stand
Hillary.
That.
I just hate presidents, period.
Yeah.
Has there ever been one that had any kind of a rating over? I mean, Mr. Reagan had one of the lowest of all time, yet now he is revered as a saint.
Yeah, well, they all go up and down. Clinton at one point, even after the scandal, was way high.
Yeah.
Because the economy turned around. So.
And people go up and down, and there's never been a president in the history of this land that was liked by all.
Yeah.
Nor will there ever be.
No, but if we're looking at President Trump, I mean, we're all going to be going, you know, Obama wasn't that bad. That guy was pretty smooth, and he didn't hurt anybody.
He was black and all. But
and we didn't have any guns, but other than that, it was a great 8 years.
Well, this is a great time, I guess, to be in journalism or in comedy.
Yeah. It's a good time. Same thing, actually. It's a lot of overlap these days.
The flyer is on newsstands and online. Pick up a copy and read the fine entertainment and writing in this newspaper. Thank you, Bruce Van Ryn. We'll see you next week, sir. I go to this place about four times a month to update my vitamins and supplements and my apple cider vinegar, which it's hard to get down, but it is quite helpful for your insides, as proven by many reports. Get some of that stuff. And this stuff that I've been touting now for over 2 years, hyaluronic acid, it comes in a it's this syrupy stuff that, that kind of lubricates your joints. If your knees hurt, if your elbows hurt, your shoulders, this stuff works like a miracle to eliminate some of that pain, and it is a proven fact. I've done it now for well over a year, and many folks have tried it, and it works for them too. They have everything imaginable in a store like this. It's not one of these big chains that just sells their own brand. They've got all kinds of different things to choose from, and they will answer your questions. They know all about this stuff and how it works. They have an area for shampoos and conditioners and lotions that are all healthy and natural and all of that stuff. Various teas, a smoothie bar, things for men and women individually for various needs. Go in and see Jennifer and or Cody or Chris or any of the great staff and ask them what this what you need for these report, whatever might be ailing you. Goodman Road East in South Haven, Wholesale Nutrition. We thank them. Go see them today. We'll do a break and come back with more of this in just a moment.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
This is not your show for breaking news. It's your show for the stories that matter and interviews with the people that make Memphis, Memphis on 98.1 The Max and at drakeinthemorning.com.
Jones and our friend Bruce Van Weingarten for their time today, as always. Interesting, insightful information, hopefully. And the other news just kind of gets lost. I thought it was a little bit uncool of the Pope to punch that guy and tell him to F off yesterday. Yeah. It was kind of out of character to see the Pope punch some dude and then cuss him.
Well, you know, jet lag will do that to you.
He was uptight, man. He was in Morelia, Mexico, and somebody grabbed his hand and it pissed him off. Because he fell forward onto a guy in a wheelchair. And so he didn't say F off. He said, please F off. No, he said, don't be selfish, don't be selfish, and got visibly annoyed.
I thought it was great because the guy or girl, they don't know who it is, would not let him go and pulled him down.
Yeah. I'm the Pope, but get over it.
Pardon you, but stop
lighten
it.
Up. You've touched me. Now get out of the way.
Could you imagine
I'm
all
trying
those
to
people.
Heal this guy here. Move. Ugh. Icky. This is also great too. We discussed this week with the Grammy, the swag bags that all these spoiled brats get that don't need anything. The Academy Awards are even worse, and they're trying to distance themselves from the people that are behind the swag bags this year that are given out to the Oscars. I guess the nominees all get this. Now, there was an issue with taxes and something inappropriate or misappropriation of gift-giving some years back, which quickly went away because it was back the next year. On Tuesday, the Oscar people sued this outfit called Distinctive Assets, the marketing company that makes the bags. The Academy has no affiliation with these gift bags whatsoever, and they are trying to distance themselves this year from these for several reasons. These gift bags are worth $232,000 each.
Sheesh.
The Academy has a problem this year because one of the gifts is a dildo and there's something else of an inappropriate sexual nature in these things. I guess they're trying to be cute. Or are they implying that everybody in Hollywood is a dildo or needs one? But the Academy is running from this with all their might.
Then don't do it. How are you not going to associate a gift bag from something you attend as being theirs?
Right.
Exactly. That's what the lawsuit is all about.
That's why they're suing them, saying, yeah. This was not our idea. We didn't put dildos in bags. This ain't us. It's these people.
I understand that, but if it's your... If we're going to have a Max party and we hire somebody to put together the gift bags, you can't sit there and say, we have nothing to do with the gift bags. It's our party.
But yeah. That's the difference, is the Academy didn't hire these people to put a bag together.
Yeah.
Then why are they allowing them to be given out?
That's what the suit is doing. Yeah. That's what the suit's all about.
That's why I printed the story.
What is even more ridiculous is the list of things in this deal. Do you have your list? This is unbelievable. A vaporizer, My M&Ms, I have no idea what that means. Halo, purely for pets, is $6,000 worth of something. A trip to explore Israel, that's $55,000. I don't know what silver car is, that's $45,000. Some of these things I have no idea. Walk Japan is a trip, which is $54,000 worth. Various candies. Other trips, hotel stays, hydroxy cut gummy bears, And this just goes on endlessly.
So where do they hand out these bags?
That's the part that makes you wonder about the association and why the Academy Awards are trying to either stop it, which they better hurry up.
Well, if they were not on the premises, then okay. But if they were within the party, then I would not want to go to somewhere they have no security that are allowing people walk in with bags that have no association with
them. They might just get to deliver these bags to these people at their, I don't know, their wherever
at their
they have
homes,
their office or home
maybe.
Or something.
Well,
like
then there you go.
Because I doubt that they're not backstage wandering around. Is your point? Yeah. But if they go to their house and go, here's a dildo and a trip to Hawaii, then you're in. So.
Well, then that's a good point. Where do they say it comes from? Do they use their signage or anything?
No, they say
they're called distinctive assets. And that's the company.
They say everyone wins at the Oscar nominee gift bags. And that's part of the problem, and that's what the suit is. And the Academy people said, stop. And they said, okay, and they're doing it anyway.
Well, they should be sued then.
Oh, man, everything is just so jacked up. It's hysterical. I want Kanye West to run for president.
Oh, I think it would be great.
This mother effer is absolutely certifiably card-carrying insane. There are stories. I mean, it's, you know, usually I just ignore these things and not even bring them up because that's what they all want. But it's incredible how nuts this guy. He is delusional. And as we just discussed off the air, the Kardashians are being strangely very quiet about this. Is he just embarrassing the crap out of all of them?
I would hope so. There was even a story today about how he wouldn't want one of the Kardashians can't be with Puma because it
conflicts with
his stuff.
With his deal? F him.
Could you imagine him being your son-in-law?
He wouldn't last an hour. My son told me last night, and he's one of those, what do they call these kids? Sneaker files. These kids all buy these shoes and then they resell them on eBay for like four times what they paid for them.
Oh.
It's a big deal. He and Zach Myers from Shinedown were both like way into that. And they used to trade shoes and sell shoes and all this stuff. And I guess it was a couple of years back. He got in line at some place because Kanye had a new sneaker line. But there were only a few of them made. He paid like 200 and something bucks for them. And online they went for $1,000.
Wow.
So Kanye's deal, maybe with Nike, I'm not sure. But why Kris Jenner hasn't pulled him aside and smacked him around is odd. He really is on the verge of doing something really insane.
And if he's
like
really
killing himself or something, he's got some problems.
Is he really $50 million in debt? Is my question.
Hell no, because he says that he has plenty of money to buy furs and big houses and take care of his old lady, but he just needs about $1 billion to work on his art because he doesn't have the fundage to do that. And Mark Zuckerberg is who he asked for the money. Zuckerberg's reaction was to click like on the post, and then that's it.
There you go.
And then he had the balls to tell iTunes, which is Apple, and everybody else that they could not sell his genius new record. Only Jay-Z's people could do that. So you want to sell this stuff because you're a genius, but you're going to do it only on one music service of your choice, Tidal, because you're Broham. Owns it. He's an idiot. And the ego factor, he is gone into a different realm of insanity. Virgin Airways called him a douche on some website. Then they said, no, we were just kidding. That it wasn't then that their account had been hijacked. No, it hadn't. You called him a douche because he is.
I just went to Tidal.com, and that's the first thing that comes up is Kanye West, The Life of Pablo.
But then again, I hear some younger folk on other stations or wherever talking about what a genius he is and how much they love his stuff. Maybe it's us. I don't know. I don't think so.
You should see the size of this woman's ass on the cover of his record, and it's not Kim's because she has blonde hair.
That's the album cover?
Yeah, there's it looks like a family picture of him at the top. And then a big ass on the bottom.
That is classy as hell.
I saw somewhere yesterday that he's actually raised $603 with his GoFundMe thing.
But this morning it was about $3,000.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Nice. So people are just pouring money into this thing for him. Oh my.
I'm curious to see how this whole title thing works, because I haven't heard one person tell me they're on it or part of it.
No, me either, ever. What is it? It's a Madonna, it's Jay-Z.
And I got the concept of it, and I totally agreed with them that they should be paid for their...
What's the difference? But it's like iTunes. It's the same concept, right?
Yeah, same thing as you're just paying for Spotify. Downloads.
Yeah. Rhapsody costs $1 for every download, like everybody else does. But a bunch of artists came to the grand opening of this red carpet event for that thing, and then it just vanished.
Never heard another thing about it.
No. The story about babysitting is interesting. What do you figure that the average rate is for a babysitter these days? You have parents and parents-in-law to watch yours.
10 an hour.
That's what I think.
It's $15.71.
Well, mine are getting ripped off.
$16 an hour to watch your kid. We're in the wrong business.
It's not worth it. And then I feel bad for them because they scream the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
We're lucky enough to have both sets of grandparents here.
Yep.
So us needing a babysitter is once a year where all of us get together.
Yep.
And those kids just scream because they don't know that person the whole time.
You better be paying them 50.
They deserve 20 an hour.
We're putting up with your kids. What else did I mark? Nothing. MSNBC claims the U.S. Army, because the Army is known for their, what do they call, the MREs, the ready-to-eat meals that are in little packages and they last forever. During wartime, and they give them out to men that are out in the field at battle in war, and they eat this junk. My father knew a guy that was in the Army, and he had a bunch of them, and they're disgusting. It's like eating dog biscuits, but it's food. The Army has made a new pizza that can last for 3 years. That sounds really appetizing.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of the rectangle pizzas we had at school.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh,
I'm sure those could last 3 years.
What is Hurdle Technology, Wesley?
Probably a private company.
The pizza is made with Hurdle Technology, which means it's made from every kind of gunk that you can imagine.
Hairs
it says
and
it's
turtles.
A method of ensuring that pathogens in food products can be eliminated or controlled.
And it tastes like ass. It creates barriers that stop bacteria from forming on the pizza. So it stays the same for 3 years. And I had a piece last week that I didn't get to about a lady who purposely or by accident came across a Happy Meal she had bought for her kids 3 or 4 years prior, completely, fully intact and edible as the day it was purchased. That's a good sign.
A six-year-old Happy Meal, according to this one story.
6 years old. And it was still yummy as heck. And the toy was probably really cool, too.
It was an Alvin and the Chipmunks, according to the box, the picture of the box here.
6 years, and she ate it, probably.
So I was wondering, how do we know it was edible?
It was because the bread wasn't stale, the bun, and then all that gunk on it, the sauce was there.
And this lady's
the fries were fine.
In this lady's Facebook post, she said, the food has not rotted, molded, or decomposed at all. It smells only of cardboard.
Where did she find it? Like under a car seat or something?
I think she did this on purpose because the picture has the receipt taped to the outside of the box.
Very, very strange. Everything is just weird.
We wonder why everyone has cancer.
Well, I don't want to disparage any of these restaurants. Yeah, but I mean, this comes up in conversation with somebody every day as I watch people, colleagues, friends, young, old, get sick and die or just get sick or get cancer. And you wonder, I mean, processed food did not become a part of our lives until the 1920s. But for the past how many years have we been eating technically things that are poisoning our bodies with no thought to it because we're all bulletproof and we'll live forever?
And now Snopes, though, is saying this whole thing is mostly false because McDonald's menu items alone don't rot. Food doesn't really rot like that under any conditions, and chemicals cause McDonald's foods to not break down over the course of years.
Bologna. I ain't buying it.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not McDonald's. It's everywhere. It's the grocery store. It's anything that you buy.
Once you start reading labels, you'll stop eating a lot of stuff that you... I mean, if you care about your health, and you know, once you don't have your health, you realize that it's really all that matters. You've been through it. Good Lord, we discussed that last hour. You were going to die. And I had my own little, you know, scare. It's, you know, we watched Zeke die and Bad Dog and, you know, other friends. And you wonder how much of it is what we've put in our bodies since we were kids. And now we have friends, you know, our parents' ages and stuff that are, you know, dropping like flies. But it's because we eat so much crap. But if you don't learn or teach yourself, you can adapt to eating right. And once a week or twice a week, go crazy and eat, you know, four Big Macs. But during the week, I couldn't function if I didn't eat a certain way. I just, my brain wouldn't work. I just would shut down. But each to his own. And get plenty of sleep in the Sleep Number bed. That always helps a whole lot, too. I have one. I like it. My wife's in it every night and about 18 animals. This morning at 4:45, the light was on. I said, what's up? Dino peed in the bed.
Oh.
It was a bad morning. I left quietly. But the bed's fine because the bed is impervious to urine or anything else. They're just perfect. And you can buy them at any of the Sleep Number stores around town. There are two of those, Wolf Chase Mall and in South Haven on Goodman Road. The little IQ thing will show you you could probably sleep better if you test it and lay on it. They will show you at the stores how this entire concept works. And I assure you, it's the most comfortable bed you'll ever have in your life, and you won't ever want to get one except these ever again. The beds are on sale right now during their ultimate Sleep Number event. You can save half off on a certain bed right now, plus all the beds are on sale. Every bed in the store is marked down. Among them, the C2 mattresses, now at only $599.99. So if you'll wander in there, they'll explain to you how this works, and you will get it, and you will love it, and they're really good, so... enjoy the Sleep Number bed. Our friends at Kix 106 are doing an event today for St. Jude. So support them if you can and help that great organization who does incredible work and has for years and years. So you can call and contribute, and we wish them the best of luck today in that venture. Who's here tomorrow? Reverend Whalum to commentate?
Yes.
And that's about it. And we'll sit here and play songs and give away more tickets and things like that.
And next week, we'll give you the lowdown on who's at Beale Street Music Festival.
Yes, Jim Holt will join us on Wednesday to tell you, and I wish I could tell you now because it's pretty, pretty good. I mean, it's really good.
Here first.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll be in the paper probably and on TV, but he's going to come up here early and lay this out, and folks have already bought a bunch of advance tickets. It should be good. If the weather acts right, or if it doesn't, it'll still be good. So we'll look forward to that next week as well. And the dumbasses are coming up. I guess Jarb will then come in here and try to do something to keep up with us, which is not going to happen. But
it's tough for him.
And then Russ is here at 3.
Correct.
And
then we're back on. I listened last night. We're good.
How's it sound at night?
It sounds like we know what we're doing.
Really?
Yes.
So is it? Are all the songs in it, and Jarman's editing it, and it's up on at night?
Yes.
So to answer, no, we don't come back up here at 7 o'clock. People asked me this years ago. Man, y'all must be tired all the time going back up there. Moron. It's on tape.
Yeah, there's a thing called tape.
Yes.
It's on a cassette.
Yeah, it's on little cassette tapes that we record and just put on the air at night, and we all leave.
And Jarman hit play the other day, and not play and record, and so we had to. It really messed everything up.
What do you mean? He erased the whole thing?
Well, it just didn't record because he only hit play and not play and record at the same time.
That's our jar. He'll be coming up here in a little while. So I don't know. Who cares?
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.